You're about to find out what some people are willing to do for $5.
Welcome to another episode of The Computer Tutor, tips, tricks, and advice from a computer pro, without all the tech talk. And now, here is your computer tutor, Scott Johnson.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Computer Tutor Podcast. I am your host, Scott Johnson, and this is episode 16. That means you can get all the information for this episode at my website at computertutorflorida.com/016. If this is your first time here, I'm glad you're here. I do computer repair and all kinds of computer-related services for clients. I've got clients all over the U.S. I do that through my remote support service. Or if you happen to actually be here in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, you can bring your computer to me, as many of my clients do. I have a guarantee that if I don't fix your computer, you don't pay. And I found that a lot of people appreciate that. Today we're talking about a very popular service called Fiverr. Note that Fiverr is spelled with two R's, F-I-V-E-R-R. You can get all the details and create a free account there. Just go to computertutorflorida.com/Fiverr. That's an affiliate link. Here's how it works. You know, the world's a pretty big place. There's someone somewhere out there that knows how to do something that you need to have done. Let's take an example. Let's say you have to put together your resume because you're about to start looking, you want to send it out and you're going to start looking for a job. But you haven't really polished up your resume in a few years. Maybe you're not sure exactly what a resume today is supposed to look like, or you know what the current protocols are now that we're in the digital age. Should it just be one page? Should it list all your references, or just say, like, you know, like they used to say, references available upon request? Should it list your Facebook page? These are a lot of questions now, and obviously these are things you want to make sure that they get done correctly before you send it out to, you know, to dozens of potential employers. Well, as I said, someone out there already knows the answers to those questions. It might even be someone that works in human resources at a large company. Even though that's not a company you're going to be applying to, they know how, exactly how a resume is supposed to look and what it's supposed to include. And maybe that person uses this expert knowledge part-time to advise people in that area. And maybe, just maybe, that person will only charge you $5 to do that for you. That's exactly the case. In fact, on Fiverr, there are lots of people who will proofread your resume. There are people who will edit it for you, people who will point out problems with your resume so you can fix them, and all kinds of things like that. So all you have to do is spend $5, and within a few days, or some cases even the same day, your resume is looking like you are some kind of professional at whatever you do. Now that's, of course, is a big advantage when you're competing with other people for a job. And that's just one example. Fiverr's sellers are all just individual people, just like you and me. They're offering to do something that you need to have done. And the nice thing is they work cheap. I'm going to give you a few examples from the site. Some are serious business work, like creating an Excel spreadsheet. And some are just funny stuff, like making a funny video singing happy birthday to someone that you designate. So here's a few examples of what's being offered. I will create a comic book strip of your photos. I will draw a caricature from your photo. If you ever had a caricature done, like if you go to a theme park, that's often like $15 or $20. Here it is for $5. I will manually convert your PowerPoint presentation into a high-quality video. I will be your virtual assistant for any type of data entry for 5 hours. I will translate an article from Chinese to English. I will write a wedding speech. I will record a professional voicemail greeting for you. I will create a podcast intro for you. Now, you heard the intro at the beginning of this podcast, right? Guess where I got it? I'll give you a hint. I only paid $5 for it. Now, if you want to really be entertained, go to the category on Fiverr that's called Fun and Bizarre. There, you're going to find a few different kind of offers. Here's a few of the examples of those. I will make a video of me shouting anything you want while wearing a banana costume. I will cast an ancient Egyptian spell to draw wealth to you. I will show you how to pepper your food properly. I will deliver your message as a nun. I will mail you 55 guitar picks made from expired Starbucks gift cards. Now, it really doesn't get any more random than that. You can see the variety of services is pretty amazing here. Now, there's a few things to keep in mind. As you search through all the listings, no doubt you're going to find a few that you probably want to come back to. Whether you want to hire the people or not, maybe. You might want to show the listing to your friends. But anyway, for those, you want to click on the link in the listing that says the word collect, and it'll keep track of those for you. You do have to create a free account first in order to be able to do that. Another thing is you're going to see on a lot of the listings, they will offer extras for more money. The most common one is that you get the job done more quickly. Like if a job typically, if they're estimating a job is going to take 7 days to get it done, you might pay an extra $5 or even an extra $10 and you get it done in the next day or within 48 hours or something like that. Some of these sellers are pretty creative in some of their extra options. They'll give you all kinds of ways to spend money with them. And one other thing to consider is you might be interested in using Fiverr as a seller. If you have some type of service that you can offer, chances are there are people that need that service. So this is the place where they might find you, and you know, you can make some extra money working from home. So that's Fiverr. Like I said, I've used it a number of times for various things, and it actually has saved me a lot of time and, of course, a lot of money, because where can you hire somebody to do something for $5 other than here? So I hope you have fun with it. If nothing else, seriously, it's entertaining to just go through the site and see what people are willing to do for a little bit of cash. If you find this podcast helpful or informative, I would humbly ask that you go over to iTunes and give me a 5-star rating if you feel so inclined, and perhaps even a few words of review there. As always, I love to hear from you on my podcast voicemail hotline, which is never answered by a human. That number is 727-386-9468, and it's available 24/7. Until next time, have a great week, and I'll see you next Monday morning. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Computer Tutor Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to contact me with a question, a comment, or a suggestion for a future topic, you're welcome to do so at my website, computertutorflorida.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free Monday morning email newsletter. If you have a computer problem, give me a call at 727-254-9078. In many cases, I can take care of a problem remotely, so it doesn't matter if you're here in Florida, up in Maine, or way out in California. I'd love to help. Thanks again for listening, and have a great week. God bless.